According to Philadelphia Inquirer, Kyle Lowry has been interested in playing for the Sixers for some time. Stephen A., would it be a mistake to go to the Sixers?
Yes, because Kyle Lowry says it would be a mistake. He says that all he's interested in is a ring. How the hell can you be interested in a ring and talking about playing for the 76ers?
The Houston Texans, when we look at everything that transpired from Tony Romo, them trading Brock Osweiler, for them to be able to get Deshaun Watson, I believe was the best quarterback, because all of them have flaws.
Yeah.
But I believe the only one out of them going to win a championship, if there is one, is Deshaun Watson.
Welcome, 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 Tribe members. Thank you for joining the Tribe Council today. I am your host, Dave Love. And with me to my right is Richard.
Hey, what's up, guys?
And to left of me, you know, is two plates. Eric.
Podcast people. What's happening?
So we're going to jump it up. We just want to say thank you for listening and being part of the council today. I hope everybody had a good week. So that is our number one topic. How did everybody enjoy their Cinco de Mayo?
Go ahead, Rich. I'm gonna let you handle this. Go ahead, man.
I had a good time. Made some flautas, had some beer, watching TV.
What are flautas?
Wait. I'm not concerned about no flautas, but where was our invitations?
You were busy doing something, weren't you?
You don't know that. You assuming we was busy.
Eric's not going to drive all the way out here for no single
mile. I drive out here for the podcast. Why would I come out here?
You're right here. We didn't work that far from here.
But anyways, what'd you do?
Man, I didn't even know it was Cinco de Mayo. So my weekend just consists of me chilling and relaxing and hanging out with my kids.
I enjoyed some good Mexican cuisine, authentic. Went to a place in Joliet. It's called, I don't know if you guys heard about it, Taco Bell.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of it.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
I've heard good things.
Very good. That. Very authentic.
That's my favorite Mexican restaurant.
Wow.
And he's not lying, folks.
Wow.
So, Tribe members, I hope you guys enjoyed your Cinco de Mayo. I know it's not really a Mexican holiday. It's made up, American made up, but I just threw it out there. You know, everybody, you know, we kind of celebrate or whatever. But, guys.
What's that?
Let's get it rolling. So, what should we jump into? NBA?
Oh, NBA. No doubt, man.
NBA. So, let's hop right into NBA. So, here we go. First question of the day. Guys, game five, San Antonio and the Rockets. Question is, did James Harden, the Burger King guy, did he choke?
Go ahead, Rich.
I know this is sensitive. Go ahead.
Yeah, I told you guys already. I believe he did choke. I believe whenever you turn the ball over three times and go 0-4 or 0-5 in overtime, you choke. Turn over the ball in like that major of a situation where they could win the game. That's why I say I think he choked. Because the game was winnable until all those turnovers in overtime. Nobody was making a shot in the beginning of overtime, and then he turns the ball over. So I think he did choke.
Rich, man, I'm disappointed in you, man, for real.
That's fine.
I mean, man, choke, man, that's such an ugly word, man.
Choke.
I mean, this dude, he been leading y'all team all season.
Yeah.
And I don't blame James Harden. I blame Mike D'Antoni. I think D'Antoni is a real good coach, but this is the playoffs. How's you going with a 7-man rotation in the playoffs? Yeah. You got to have at least 8. You would think he at least have Eric Decker, or Sam Decker up in the part of that rotation.
Because
you're talking about right now, the playoffs is like this. The playoffs is like this. You play, off day, play, off day. I mean, usually it's like, play off day.
Yeah.
You get that second off day in between traveling from city to city or whatever, in between cities. But this year, for whatever reason, they playing every other day. Man, these guys are tired, man. James Harden, he played 43 minutes that game.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, he's going to run out of gas in overtime. I'm not surprised he did.
No, I agree with you. I do blame a lot of it on D'Antoni, too. Going with the 7-man rotation, that's just difficult, especially on these guys. But whenever it came down to the clutch moments, there's players out there that make these plays that win games, and he just didn't do it that time. And this game was a pivotal game because, I mean, they got to win out now just to win the series.
Because, I mean, one it always after the second game, it was 2 days off.
Yeah.
I mean, that's big.
Yeah, that's
you
big.
Know, especially traveling.
Yeah.
I mean, them guys tired, man. They putting too much. D'Antoni putting too much on their plate, man.
Yeah.
That's a lot of minutes for a 7-man rotation.
Yeah, 7-man rotation.
I blame the coach.
You know, both you guys are right.
Really? Even me?
I must admit, you're right. I wouldn't say James Harden choked. Is he deserve some of the blame? Oh, yeah.
Well,
there's
yeah.
some of the blame.
Yeah.
But it's not all on him. I'll piggyback what you said about D'Antoni, and he did a 7-man rotation. You could tell Harden was gassed. That's why he was just throwing up threes. He was gassed. But also, Rich, you could have seen that nobody was getting into any offensive rhythms, no plays, nothing. It was basically ISO for the last 2 minutes of regular time and overtime. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you noticed that.
Oh,
it was all ISO. Mm-hmm. They really weren't moving. They weren't moving without the ball. They were just standing on the three-point line, and that was it. Letting James Harden do what he's got to do.
Dribbling the ball for 23 seconds.
The ball was always in his hand all the time. Every play, I'm not saying it shouldn't be, but it's like this is where you need an actual point guard to handle some of that a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, but he's been doing that all year, though.
He's been doing it it's all slash and dash. This is the playoffs. People are scouting you. You know what I'm saying? People are prepared for you. I'm not saying, you know, that has to be.
They got a plan, huh?
Yeah. Defense has got a plan. But you know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know, he deserves some of the blame. But at the same time, I think you guys were 28% for 3-point.
Yeah.
So you guys basically live or die by the three. Well, you died that day. You guys were in the game. Now, the reason why I say he does choke, because the last 2 minutes of regular time, regulation and overtime, there was no Kawhi Leonard. Mm-hmm. So there was no Kawhi Leonard. They're already down Parker. That game should have been yours, regardless if you're gassed or not. But I don't know if you guys haven't mentioned anything, and I'm surprised.
What was that, man?
You know what I got from this game, too?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's really going to say anything. Kawhi Leonard. He just stopped. I understand he hurt, tweaked his ankle, whatever. Mm-hmm. But he was still playing on it for a while.
He played the fourth quarter. He just didn't play the overtime.
No, there was the last play of the last play, I think, of regulation.
Yeah, no, he was out there.
No, he wasn't in the game regulation.
I know towards the end of regulation he was.
No, the last play he was not in there.
Okay, in the last play, okay, maybe.
Okay,
yeah, okay,
and then overtime.
Right about that.
Okay, let's say that was LeBron. Let's say that was Westbrook. You don't think there'll be any negative comments to these people? But Kawhi Leonard did it, and there's no peep. Even if he was a little hurt, to be a decoy out there. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
nobody giving this man. I mean, you want to say he was in, you know, top three or five in MVP voting, but yet we're not criticizing him like he is.
Oh, yeah.
If it was Westbrook.
LeBron to get that business. We know this.
I mean, seriously, you know? That would have been the hot topic of the day. It wouldn't have been that James Harden choked. It would have been LeBron gave up or, you know, didn't put, you know, regardless if he was hurt or not.
I think Kawhi is a tough guy, though. I really believe if he could have been out there, he would have.
But even
I mean, you say use him as a decoy. I mean,
use him as a decoy for the last.
Yeah,
play.
But would that be helping or hurting? Would he be hurting
helping.
More than helping? Because I think he'd be hurting, especially if he can't play defense.
I don't know, man.
If he can't move and
all
really
I'm saying is
defend nobody.
Put this guy in the top five player in the NBA right
which
now.
Which he is. Right? Which he is.
You have to treat him like one. And to me, he didn't get the right treatment because it's all about James Harden choking and nothing about Kawhi Leonard. Do you agree what when I make a point about that, Rich?
Yeah, I get you. Mean whenever Harden was out there and he choked, it was all the blame was on him. It was all on him.
Mm-hmm.
And with Kawhi, it was a little bit different.
I mean, what if the Spurs lost that game? You know what I'm saying? Where they say, oh, because Kawhi didn't show up for that last play of regulation?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They gonna say because Kawhi got hurt is the reason why Houston won, well, if they would have won.
But I'm saying, though, we grade some of these guys, like, you know what I'm saying, the top 10 NBA players, we always grade them to that extent. I'm just wondering, how come we didn't do the same thing with Kawhi Leonard?
Yeah.
Because he was really hurt. And if he wasn't really hurt, he'd be playing tonight. But he's not.
I think he's hurt. I don't think it's that bad. Of course, I'm no doctor. I don't have a PhD. But I think they were just resting him more than, or being more safe. And say, you know what, we might need, we're going to need him for sure game seven if we don't win this.
Mm-hmm.
So, that brings to my next point on this series. Rich, is this, would this hurt James Harden's legacy, you know, quote unquote legacy? You know, he really doesn't have a legacy yet, but if he does, you know, if he does, would this hurt him if he loses game six with no Parker and no Leonard?
Oh, yes. It would, it wouldn't just hurt him, it would hurt the team. To fall short with no, yeah, like he said, no Kawhi and no Parker, to fall short at home on game six, you got to win this game. I mean, it's win or go home now. You got to win both games in a row. It would hurt him if they did lose tonight.
It'll hurt him. It won't hurt his legacy. And I say that only because he's what, 27?
Yeah, 27.
This guy got plenty of time. I mean, say he go out and win, you know, 2-3 championships in the next 4 or 5 years. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody going to remember this.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So he got plenty of time. No, he's not hurting his legacy. He's going to be hurting now. They gonna look real bad if they lose this game tonight. But as far as his legacy, nah, he gonna be all right. He got plenty of time to, you know, solidify that.
Nah, he ain't gonna hurt his legacy. He's gonna be talked about for a couple of weeks.
A little bit.
And
a little bit.
Into the next season. But it won't hurt his legacy. But anyways, let's hop into the East a little bit here. We have Boston and Washington going at it as of right now. Boston surprisingly is leading the series 3-2. I'm surprised by that.
I'm not.
No, I am. I'm very surprised about that. Regardless who wins, my question is who's the better team to have to win at least one game or two at the most against Cleveland? I mean, what would be a better matchup? Because I mean, these playoffs are a little boring. Hint, hint.
Yeah.
You know, what would be a better matchup? As a basketball fan, to face Cleveland, Eric,
I'm gonna say Washington. I think either one of them will win a game or two against Cleveland, but I think Washington has the best chance of beating Cleveland. They're not gonna beat them, but they got the best chance to possibly beat them. And I only say that because you know, you got Wall is the superstar on Washington, Thomas is the superstar on Boston. I think Wall has a better supporting cast. I like, you know, Wall supporting cast a little bit more than I like, you know, Isaiah Thomas's. Not that Boston is bad. I don't really believe in Al Horford. He's been playing, you know, better lately. But I just think Washington has the better supporting cast.
And the reason why I say this, too, Washington has a better chance of winning one game, if not more. This is us hoping. We're hoping Toronto would win one game, and look what happened.
Oh, once Lowry got hurt, it was over.
But even so, even with Lowry, I don't think it would have been that big of I mean, it would have been a difference, but I don't
know. They would have won one. I'm sorry.
I don't know.
With Lowry at home, they would have won one.
But I'm saying, with Boston, and I have a feeling they're going to win this series. And the reason, and I don't want them to, because their superstar, their closer, is what, 5'9", 5'10"? I mean, to have a 5'9", 5'10 guy as your closer... I mean, that's not good, bro. In an Eastern Conference Finals,
I tell you one thing.
It's not good.
I take 5'9" Isaiah Thomas over 6'10" Paul George to close the game out for me any day. His height don't mean nothing.
Oh,
dude, he's been balling all year.
LeBron. You don't think LeBron's going to go over there and defend him when it comes in the fourth quarter?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like I say, neither one of these teams is going to beat Cleveland. I just think Washington
has a better chance.
And I hope
it's under 10 points that they've been winning by, because these games suck.
And I'm gonna say Boston only because two of the last three is in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And for whatever reason, Washington, when they go to Boston, they don't play well. You know, and you can't be a good team and have a chance to win a championship if you can't win a playoff game on the road, and they haven't proven that they can. You know, so that's the only reason why I'm going to say Boston in this series is because two of the last three is in Boston.
I just hope, we're hoping one of these teams can win one game against Cleveland.
Yeah.
Oh, they will.
You know.
They will.
But who knows?
Make it a little bit interesting at least.
I know you're thinking it's for sure, but I don't know this year anymore, man. The playoffs are so low for me right now. Rich, what you have any reaction to this? Do you prefer?
With you guys. I prefer Washington. I think Washington would give them more of a fight. Like I think Celtics would probably get one or two. Same thing with Washington, but I'd rather see Washington face the Cavs.
Mm-hmm. All right, next topic we're gonna go is how boring. I'm sorry, but they're boring. They're effed up. These playoff games have been. We had one good game.
And that was
a Houston.
Right, 2 days ago.
In San Antonio, game
yeah.
five.
Yeah.
Everything else has been blowouts, not interesting. The Cavs are sweeping. The Warriors are sweeping. I mean, is this what people wanted?
No. People wanted an actual fun playoff, you know, experience. Like, every game not to be, because most of the games, like you said, were a blowout. So, I mean, like, the Rockets game versus Spurs, that was, like, the best one so far. So, I mean, it's not what people want, but that's just the way it is right now.
So, we're hoping that the next series in both conferences will be a little bit more interesting. Are you hoping for that?
You're talking about possibly Golden State and either San Antonio and Houston?
Yeah.
Man, I really want to see, like I told Rich, I really want to see that Golden State against Houston. Even though I got money on San Antonio, this is one bet I wouldn't mind losing. I do want to see that series, you know. I mean, the question is Houston going to, you know, be consistent enough to keep up with Golden State, you know? But I think they can. I'm not saying they'll win that series, but I think that would be a good series to watch.
Wrong. All I can say is thank God for Kevin Durant making that decision this past summer. Because
explain yourself.
Explain myself. Oh, I will. Because now, instead of just having one super team, which is in the East with LeBron James, we have two. We have Golden State and the Cavs. Two super teams.
Mm-hmm.
You know what this is? This is the remake of the Boston Celtics and the Los Angeles Lakers in
Showtime.
The 1980s.
Showtime.
That's baby. What it is. And thank God, because now we're going to have a good finals. And hopefully that finals will deplete everything that we just seen, all this trash that we just seen in the playoffs.
But before
hopefully
the,
it's just
before the finals, is it going to be a good, you know, Eastern Conference finals or Western Conference finals?
No.
So you mean to tell me Golden State and San Antonio or Houston wouldn't be a good series?
Maybe. I highly doubt it.
I see that one being good.
I don't. I see them maybe winning one game. Cavs might lose one game, and the Warriors might lose one game. That's it, man. I mean, I just don't see it.
I saw it on NBA TV earlier this week. They asked, would a third Cavs versus Warriors, like, would that mess with the NBA a little bit, like in ratings and everything? You think a lot of people are going to be watching that?
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Because now it's KD.
I'm not going to be watching any of that.
Oh, yeah.
KD is in this now. And then with them both being healthy, and I'm hoping they are because they are right now.
Hell yeah.
There's no excuse for either team anymore.
Yeah.
No excuse. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we want to see. It's the, like I said, it's the Celtics versus the Lakers again.
Yeah.
Back in the 80s. And this is my next follow-up. My question is, all these free agents that we have in the NBA, we got Kyle Lowry, we got, you know, Gordon Hayward.
Yeah, Gordon Hayward.
We got Chris Paul. We got Blake Griffin.
Mm-hmm.
He could opt out. You know, possibly Paul George wanting out of Indiana. Possibly Carmelo wanting out of New York.
Yeah.
You know, and to help out my buddy Danny, Derrick Rose.
Mm.
But I don't consider him an all-star anymore. But, you know, he's a little bit above average. But anyways. But you know what I'm saying? I mean, we got Rudy Gay opted out.
Oh, yeah, Rudy Gay.
Rudy Gay opted out. So where do you see some of these guys landing? I mean, pick any of them.
Because for one, I can see all of them leaving except Hayward from Utah.
Yeah, I was just
really?
Going to say
I
that.
I think, yeah, no, Gordon Hayward, he's staying.
I think
really?
He's not going nowhere. But I can see Melo, Paul George, Kyle Lowry, all of them in a different uniform next year. George, I think George is going to L.A. I think Magic won't that, you know, he got that real young team. He won't that bona fide superstar. He's not a closer, but he's still a superstar. He need that one superstar to build around, and he won't Paul George. So I can see Paul George in L.A. The rest of these guys, I mean, who knows, man? I mean, I heard Kyle Lowry maybe going to Philly. I think he's from Philly. So yeah. Mm-hmm. He's going back, might go home. Say Rudy Gay and Melo. I think Melo might be in. That's a tough one. He ain't going to be in New York, but he gonna be somewhere.
Can you see him in the Cavs?
If you want to chase a ring, yeah. If you want a ring chase, I could see him going to Cleveland.
That's all he needs. That's all he has.
Somebody going to Cleveland.
Yeah. But say he does that. Does that ruin his legacy? And does that ruin LeBron's?
I think it ruins Melo's a little bit more than LeBron. I mean, come on. I mean, Melo, he's not known as a winner right now. So what kind of legacy do we have right now? I mean, he probably said, like, man, I've been playing a long time. I scored a whole lot of points. I haven't won shit. Yeah. I want that ring.
Whoa! You know what time that is. It's time for rapid reaction. Okay, guys.
That wasn't me who did that. I didn't press that button.
Hey, we're flipping it. We're flipping the switch now.
Kick it off, dog. Kick it off.
You guys got 10 seconds to answer the questions I got, and no more. If you go over, you're going to hear a beep. All right. I'm going to start off with you, Eric.
Yes, sir.
The other day, KG had a Celtics reunion on his show Area 21 on NBA TV, and one person was missing, and that is Ray Allen. Is it time to squash the beef, or do they have the right to be mad at Allen Stone?
Man, squash that beef real quick, man. That was a long time ago. I mean, he made his decision. I mean, didn't KG and Paul Pierce leave Boston also shortly after that? So, squash it.
Okay, squash it. All right, Dave. Which NFL drafted NFL drafted QB will have a better first year? McCombs from the Chiefs, Trubisky from your guys' Bears, Watson from the Texans, Kaiser from the Bears. Who will have a better rookie season?
Well, that's obvious. That's Deshaun Watson. I mean, because he's the one who's going to start from the first game to the last game, so he's going to have more productive. Mahomes, I don't see him playing. Trubisky, I see him maybe 5 games. It's definitely going to be Watson. Watch out for my man.
All right.
Well, Eric, 10 seconds, man.
You're cutting it close. Cutting it close.
Go ahead.
All right, Eric.
Count with your fingers.
Like you said, Kyle Lowry is out. Like he's going to leaving Toronto.
He's leaving. Yeah, he's leaving.
Do you consider it a bitch move? Because he even said he's officially going to look to go to the West. He wants to get out of the North. And you know why he wants to get out of the North. Because of LeBron. So do you see it as a bitch move to say, I want to sign with the West team?
Oh, yeah, that was a real bitch move. You don't say no shit out loud like that. If you feel that, you keep that shit on the inside. You don't let that shit out. Yeah, that was a bitch move. Okay. I think he's going to stay in the East, though, but we'll see.
Okay. Dave, Lonzo Ball officially released his shoe. Lonzo Ball.
Now go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to say, come on. Lonzo's official shoe was released a couple of days ago and comes with a price tag of $495. And if you want them with his signature, it's $1,200. Is this price tag way too high for an unproven player to come out of college? I mean, he's nobody right now.
It is too high for us regular Joe Schmoes. But you got to understand, there's Gucci and all this other name price. Have these high-priced shoes. So he's doing what he's got to do. And I see some preppy people buying these shoes.
Okay. I know Chad Ochocinco already bought a pair. What the hell he's
ballers.
All right, Eric. Draymond Green came out and said that Kelly Olynyk was a dirty player. Draymond Green has 44 career technicals, and Olynyk only has 3. And Green has 6 flagrant fouls. Olynyk has 0. Does Green need to shut the hell up?
He need to shut the hell up real quick, man. That's just like the pot calling the kettle black.
Thank you.
He got some fucking nerve to call somebody else dirty.
Yeah.
Shut up, man.
But he is dirty.
Who?
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
All right, Dave.
He is dirty. You see those split ends on his long ass hair? Dirty ass, fucking greasy mother.
All right, Dave. Reportedly, JJ Redick will leave the Clippers this offseason. Would you want him on the Bulls? Would you want him on your team?
No, I wouldn't want that sucker on my team.
No.
No, he's done. He's not as good as people think he is. He's. Hey, you might as well go to Philadelphia. Join Kyle Lowry.
Okay. All right, last one. Go to you, Eric. You ready for this one?
Yes, sir.
Who is the biggest upset in the MLB so far? The Cubs, the Giants, or the Rangers? These are all playoff teams.
The Cubs. I would say the Giants, but they are missing their best pitcher. You know what I'm saying? My Cubs, I mean, they have 500 right now, but I expected so much more from them than that. But I'm going to say for right now, the Cubs.
All right, guys. That will wrap it up. That's the end of Rapper Reaction.
All right, wow, good you. Job there, Richard.
Wow, that's good.
What was he talking about? Oh, okay. We're talking about the free agents. Okay.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
We're talking about the free agents and everything. You know what? All I know is I want these free agents. I want someone to go to the West. I want someone to go to the East. I want another super team in the West and another super team in the East. Let's have more super teams. There's enough in free agency to make another super team in the West and another one in the East.
Yeah.
Let's do this. Hell, if we're going to do the super team shit, let's all go into it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Let's have another super team. That's what I want. That's what they should look. They say if they all of them say they want to win rings, that's what they should look at then.
Yeah.
Because you gotta... in the next 5 years, it's only going to be Cleveland and Golden State right now. Golden State is real young. And Cleveland, I just don't see them going anywhere either. They're kind of young. The only old one there is LeBron and Channing Frye, but they can find and Darren Williams, but they can find missing pieces for that. You know what I'm saying? And I, with LeBron's health, I just don't see that man aging.
And you got to think about it. How many teams out there right now are close to being a super team? One superstar away from being a super team. You look at Portland. You put somebody with Lillard and McCollum.
Yeah.
Super
their
team.
Their center, too, is pretty good.
Yeah, he's pretty good. Yeah. You put a superstar over there,
mm-hmm.
Portland got a super team. Look at Washington. I mean, it's a couple teams that is one superstar away from being a super team themselves.
That's what I want. Why not have another one in the West and another one East? Make these playoffs more interesting. It might belittle the other teams, but hell, that's what happened with these other two super teams. Might as well make it some more of them.
Yeah,
that's what I'm thinking. If these people are serious about getting rings and not the money, let's do this.
Because you know these GMs, they thinking about that. Oh, they seeing what Golden State is doing. They seeing what Cleveland is doing. Why can't they do it?
But like Boston. I mean, Boston's saying, okay, well, we're going to wake up. I mean, they're building through the draft still and everything. They're still trying to be young. But it's like, okay, your windows is Sony open so much.
Yeah.
Look, like I keep referring back to Derrick Rose and the Bulls back in the in Rose's prime. You know what I'm saying? Who knew? We thought our window was open for years.
Yeah, I mean, Derrick Rose was young.
Remember?
Yeah, I agree.
Even LeBron James and Dwayne Wade said, oh, they got it going for years, a good team for years. Look what happened. You never know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. You don't know how small that window really is.
Yeah.
And if you got a chance, and that's why Boston should have pulled the trigger on either Butler or George. Yeah. Something. Would they have beaten Cleveland?
No.
Probably not. But they would damn sure would have been a hell of a matchup to see.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Why not pull that trigger? Because you don't know how open your window is.
Yeah,
you gotta keep up with the Joneses, basically, because you know what I'm saying? Cleveland, you know Cleveland, as long as LeBron is there, they're going to strive to keep as good of a team as they possibly can, as long as he's there. So, I mean, you gotta keep up, you know what I'm saying? Cleveland is that peak, you know what I'm saying? You got to, you know, do what you got to do to catch them.
Yeah.
All right, fellas. That's it for the NBA. Let's hop into the NFL. We're just going to talk about who had the best draft of this year's NFL draft.
Mm-hmm.
Who had the best one in your eyes? I know it's early. None of them have played, and they're, you know, unproven in professional. But who do you think had the best draft, Rich?
I have to say the Cleveland Browns. I mean, to have three first-round picks, and they're all good picks. They're not just, I mean, guys you never heard of. They're all good picks. I think Myles Garrett's going to come out and be a playmaker right off the bat. I mean, that's who they took with the number one overall pick. And the other two guys, I think they will. I mean, they will be something special in the NFL. So I think the Browns.
Eric, go ahead. Say Chicago. I dare your ass to say Chicago.
I might be saying that in a couple of years, man, when Trubisky lead us to the Super Bowl.
Ooh, you are optimistic. I like that.
Nah, but it's hard to go against Cleveland and what they did, though. Like Rich said, man, they had 3 first-round picks. I mean, it's hard not to pick them as having the best draft. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they got what? It was Garrett,
yeah,
Peppers, and who was the third pick in the draft?
It was a tight end.
I forgot his name.
Dude from Miami.
Yeah.
University
and then
of Miami.
They got Kaiser.
He's going to be a beast. You know, y'all know I was talking about, I was praising Jabril Peppers on this podcast a couple months ago, talking about the Bears should get him. So Peppers is a player. You know, they had a real good draft. You know, other teams did well too. You know what I'm saying? But without a doubt, Cleveland had the best draft.
On paper, because they're not improving right now, on paper, to me, Cleveland looks like they had the best draft. But I'm actually going to have to pick with the Houston Texans.
Wow.
They drafted. I know you're saying they drafted their quarterback. I have to admit, they went for it. They saw Mahomes gone because that's what you guys were thinking about getting. There was going to be left, I forget, what was your pick, 23rd? Or
27th.
27th was your pick.
And we thought he was
going to last. Kansas City came up and grabbed him at number 10. You guys weren't hesitant to pull that gun. Mm-hmm. You said, are you kidding me? Watson's still on the board? I was saying that. Watson is going to play from start to finish.
So you mean
he's going against Tom Savage.
Oh, you got his name.
You know
right.
He has.
You got his name.
Do you
right.
know how many more touchdowns he has more than Deshaun Watson in the NFL? I
have no idea.
None. They're both equal. He has 0 touchdowns. Mm. Okay. He has the same amount as Deshaun Watson. This is Watson's job. I'm telling you. They might say, "Oh, it's Tom Savage. He's a starter."
Oh, no, they got to say that.
It's going to be
hell
an open,
no.
It's going to be an open
hell
competition.
No.
You would think.
No.
I mean, you moved up quite a bit.
And I'm not saying he's gonna come out running the gun and everything like a Dak Prescott or anything or like a Dan Marino, but you guys are set as far as okay, we pulled the trigger, we got our quarterback because that's what you guys were really missing.
Yeah.
Because that's what they kept saying, and he's a mobile quarterback. He's proven, and I know it's just a college, but he's very proven in the college.
I mean, he did it twice against the best defense in the.
And
in
they're
college.
Considered.
Yeah.
NFL-type players. Yeah, look at all the NFL-type players.
NFL-type players, but not NFL-type systems. You know what I'm saying? They run a spread offense. Most of these teams running a spread offense in college.
Wait.
They're not doing that in the NFL.
Are you saying defenses have a plan?
I'm saying. you know, and nothing against Watson. I still, like I said, I still think Watson is a special young man. You know what I'm saying? I think he's going to struggle. I think he's going to start from day one.
Yeah.
But he's going to struggle a little bit.
Yeah,
I mean, he's not going to pull a Dak Prescott, but eventually he's going to figure it out. He's a smart young man. And when he do, man, watch out for him.
But like I said, you know what? Compliments to Houston, I must admit. I mean.
Oh, trust me. I was shocked when I saw that.
I was heartbroken because I always said the Bears should have drafted a quarterback just to pull the trigger, and I thought it would have been Watson. I had no idea they were going to pick Trubisky. I don't know. But anyways, that's just me. But Watson was a hell of a pickup. You guys made the cojones and picked that man. And hopefully you'll reap the rewards within 2 years here. You know? It's going to take a little time. But that being said, let's talk into more of the quarterback situation. Can you shut your phone off, please? But anyway, with the new quarterbacks, I'm going to just go down the list. Do you see Trubisky? He was taking the first quarterback of the NFL draft.
Yes.
Going to Chicago. Do you see Trubisky at any time playing in the regular season for the Chicago
Bears?
The only way
he's going to play this year is if Mike Glennon get hurt. Or it's a blowout one way or the other. They might put him in during garbage time. That's it. That's the only way he's going to play this year.
But this is what I'm saying, though. Say Bears have a losing record. They're not going to make the playoffs. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but say this is happening. The last 2 games, should they put Trubisky in?
Yeah. I agree with that. You know what I'm saying? If they going nowhere, see what the rookie can do. Come on, man. Turn your...
That ain't me. Oh, that ain't my shit.
How you gonna have your phone on doing the podcast? But,
yeah.
Turn your rig off.
Yeah, sorry about that. But no.
No, but I do agree with that. Yeah, if they not going nowhere, that last two, three, four games or whatever, I mean, see what the rookie can do.
Yeah, throw him in
there. You know, let him get his feet wet a little bit so that way he can carry over until next season.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, I say put him in there if mm-hmm. they like doing that.
So how many games? Tell me.
That he's going to start?
Yes.
Zero.
Zero. Richard.
I say four because I don't see the Bears Ooh. Doing that good.
Why you hating on my team, man?
I'm just saying. Ooh. I think they're going to fall. They're going to start falling apart at the end, and I think Trubisky's going to. I mean, they're going to have to test him out. They took him with a second overall pick.
My thing is he's going to be six games, and he's going to be 3-for-3. He's going to have 3 wins, 3 losses. Okay, next quarterback, of course, on the board was Mahomes for the Kansas City Chiefs. Rich, right away, do you see him playing any games? And if
no.
he does?
I don't see him starting. I don't see him. I see him playing 0 games this year. Alex Smith is too good. I mean, he's not like great
elite.
Or anything, but
he's not elite.
But he's a good enough quarterback to do what they need. And I think Mahomes is a project. I think they're going to build him up and learn under Alex Smith. So I don't think he'll start any
Eric.
Games.
No, I agree with Rich, though. You know what I'm saying? Alex Smith, a little bit above average.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, I don't think Mahomes is ready, though. Even his head coach said from college, said he should have stayed in school one more year just to get a little bit more seasoning or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, so, he's not ready to start. You know, so as long as Alex Smith is healthy, he's going to start the whole season.
Yeah, I mean, come on. He's not going to start any games unless Alex Smith does get hurt. I can see him playing.
Yeah.
I would say he's going to play one game, and that's because...
Play or start?
Start.
Come on, man.
One game.
Is it because they're going to make the playoffs?
They're
either
going to make the playoffs early, and
not
that's going to be the game.
Or not
need to be. It's not going to matter, so they're going to play in one game.
Okay.
So the next quarterback on the board, is Deshaun Watson. So. I automatically said he's going to play from start to finish. You?
Yeah, if you don't start all 16 games, something wrong. I mean, you can't beat out Tom Savage.
There you go. Both y'all got it saying right.
It's a problem.
I'd say he'll start from day one.
Day one.
I think they're saying that he's gonna sit behind Tom Savage, but they gotta say that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I think he'll start though.
All right, so let's go to
Kaiser.
Deshaun Kaiser for the Cleveland Browns. Eric, how many games?
He's gonna definitely start this year. They start the quarterback right now is Josh McCown. He's damn near 40 years old. I think Josh is gonna start the season.
Josh McCown?
Know? Yeah, that's their projected starting quarterback right now.
I thought it was
now.
Cody Kessler.
I mean, Kessler's on the team too, though. But they got McCown as the projected starter for right now.
And they got Brock Osweiler.
They gonna cut Brock. Brock ain't even part of this equation.
All right, go ahead.
You know, but yeah, Josh McCown's gonna start the season. He'll start maybe 5 to 6 games. Then I think they'll turn it over to Kaiser.
Rich.
I think Kaiser will start all season.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll say the first 3 games he won't, and then he will.
Because that's just what the Browns do. They throw their players out there.
Why not, though? Because why not? I mean, you got Cody Kessler, Josh McCown, and Brock Osweiler. I mean, why not give Kaiser the feel that says, you know what?
Let him get that experience.
And just tell
him
right away, you're going to get some bumps, brother. You know what I'm saying? Just tell him right away, you're going to get some bumps. This is going to be a hard year. But if you fight through it and learn from it, you're going to be just fine in your career.
Yeah.
All right, so that's it for the NFL news. So we're going to go to a last topic of the day. Last topic, we're going to go into boxing. So this weekend, the Cinco de Mayo. Canelo Alvarez versus Julio Cesar Chavez.
Junior.
Junior.
Man, my man Canelo whooped that ass. Whooped that naglias. Okay? I mean, holy shit. Híjole de chingada, güey.
And he says he's not
Mexican. I'm not Mexican, man. But, you know, I mean, he won every round handedly. But was that really the story of that fight, Rich?
No.
That night?
No. I think I think it's all about GGG.
Who?
GGG. Triple G. That's the fight everybody wants to see. I mean, this was a nice fight. It was a good fight. But I was talking to our coworker Carlos, and he was saying that Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. only fought two fights in the last like 4 or 5 years.
Uh-huh.
I mean, Canelo's of course going to win against that guy, which he did. So it's all about GGG. It's all about Triple G right now.
Right. I mean, to piggyback on what you were saying with Carlos, I mean, Julio Cesar Chavez, his fan base is mostly because of his father, who was a great boxer. He, not to put the man down, I mean, he
probably
just,
the greatest boxer.
Yeah, well, at least Mexican.
No.
Greatest.
He's got the most victories.
That's a whole different
He's got the most. He's got the most victories out of any boxer.
Man, to say he's the greatest, come on, man. But I mean, I didn't see the fight, man. But
well, am I not surprised?
I heard, you know, I mean, the fact that, and I thought it was going to be a closer fight. The fact that, you know, Canelo won every single round. I mean, this dude, Chavez, he came in. His record was 50 wins, 2 losses, 1 draw. You got to compete better than that. I mean, I know Canelo is a beast. I know Canelo is a bad boy.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, you pretty good your damn self. Come on, you to lose every single. You can't even win a round or two. I mean, that's a disgrace, man. I mean, he should feel pretty bad. But you say he haven't fought only twice. Well, he only fought twice in the past
4 or 5 years.
I mean, I don't know if that's true or not. But
are you calling my boy Carlos a liar?
You know, I mean, I don't
He'll
know.
He'll bet
how,
you
I don't
get
know
$20 in his
that
pocket.
Information is, you know. But come on, you got to do better than what he did, especially with that record. I'm glad I didn't waste my money on that shit.
Oh no, I knew not to waste my money on it. But the next fight, I'm gonna purchase that one. That's gonna be the mega fight.
Are we gonna come over here and watch it?
Like I said, that's gonna be a mega fight, man. That's gonna be a mega fight.
So he'll order the fight, but I'm not gonna invite his tribe, brother.
He's just gonna sit here in his underwear watching that fight.
I tell you what, right now, all my tribe members, all my tribe brothers, yes, you people who are listening, y'all invited. So hit us up on the Gmail and everything. I'll hook you guys up, all right? I got plenty of floor if I ain't got enough seats, all right? I got enough floor, all right? So, but anyways. And that's a mega fight. You know, we got Triple G, like you said, versus Canelo Alvarez. September 16th, which oddly enough is Mexican Independence around that time. So that's going to be another. Oh, hi! So, you know.
Did you stub your toe, man? What's wrong?
This fucking end table. Got my toe. My pinky toe. But anyways, they're going to have that fight in Mexican Independence. Day and it's gonna be good. It's gonna
That's
be a mega
gonna
fight.
Be real good,
I have
man.
A feeling it's gonna be way more action packed than Pacquiao versus Mayweather. You know, I mean that was a good fight, whatever. But that was too many years.
They just hyped
late.
It up. That
was, it
was
too
was,
many
that,
years
that was
late.
A hype fight.
These guys are in their prime. Triple G's 37-0 with 33 knockouts. That's not including his amateur record, which is unbelievable. We got. Canelo Alvarez, he's
49-1-1.
Yeah.
Man,
the
that's
one
impressive.
Is against Floyd Mayweather.
Right, the one is against
Floyd,
those, expected that.
You know, I mean, undisputed so-called greatest boxer in the world. So this is going to be...
Y'all some boxing haters, man.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Okay, I gave him his props. I said he was the greatest, undisputedly.
Pound for pound.
Pound for pound. Okay, but you know, so that's the key right there. And I don't know who's gonna win. I can't really make the prediction right now. I just know it's gonna be one hell of a slobber knocker. All right, so guys, that is it for the podcast. Actually, I think we got one more thing, Richard. We got. Poll results, maybe? Do you have a poll results of a question that me and Eric have been debating for a few weeks now? Okay, fellas, this is okay, tribe members. This is what the backstory about it. We're trying to figure out what was it, top 5
point guards,
okay? Top 5 point guards, okay? So this man put John Stockton, not in a particular order, John Stockton, Magic Johnson,
Isaiah Thomas.
Bob Cousy.
Bob Cousy. And my fifth was, who did I say? I don't even remember.
Beep. But anyways, I was having a debate with him because he put Bob Cousy in there in his top five, his number five, over. I was trying to make a case for Jason Kidd. So we had the tribe members get going on this conversation, and Rich posted it up a couple weeks ago, and we finally have the results for this. Who was right? Jason Kidd, I said, should be in the top five all-time point guard. Eric says no, top 10. Okay. What was the verdict here?
Do you want me to list his career stats?
Yeah, this list his career stats.
Both of them.
Who?
Both of them.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to list Kidd's stats, how you going to not list Cousy's stats also?
Well, this question was, is Jason Kidd a top five point guard? They didn't ask if he was better than Cousy.
Go ahead, man. List his stats.
All right. 17, 529 career points. 12,000 career assists, which is second all time. 2,684 career steals, which is second all time against behind Stockton on both. NBA champion 2011. Mm-hmm. 107 career triple doubles. I don't know how that doesn't impress you. 10 NBA All Star appearances and 5 NBA assist leaders. And the results are yes by 198 and no 25.
So,
I want to point out that Rich did agree with me that Bob Cousy should be over Jason Kidd in an all-time top five point guard.
Yeah, I mean,
you
I
did.
Yeah, he agreed with me. Yeah, he did.
So that means I have to revoke both of you guys' basketball cards right now, right? Because you guys lost it. Bob fucking Cousy. Huh?
Hey, but there were some people that commented that say that no, he didn't deserve to
be. Well, those 25 people are idiots.
No, I said commented.
Straight up. They need their basketball cards revoked as well.
I mean, Bob Cousy did win 6 championships, but I guess that don't mean nothing.
He had Bill Russell.
I mean, Bill Russell. Come on, man.
He was going up these chumps back in the day.
Time All-Star, 12-time All-NBA, Bob Cousy.
Why, you know his stats?
I know a little bit, man. I did a little research, man.
Let me tell you what this one guy said. Answer
this stat about him. Mm-hmm.
But you also know, was they keeping, was they keeping assists and steals back then? Like, you know, keeping track of
maybe not steals, but assists, I think so.
I'm not sure they were.
They weren't?
I'm not sure. Well, no, I think they was, because that's how, what's name got that average, that triple-double? When did Cousy play? Like, late 60s?
Yeah, late 60s.
Okay, they're keeping assists, I know that.
One guy said, well, commented on the picture and said, yep, he's the only true general since Chris Paul. You agree with that?
Chris Paul?
Yeah.
Who's Chris Paul? Chris Paul's a fucking joke. Anyways, let's keep going. I'm a little tired. But anyways, that's it for the poll. That's it for this podcast, tribe members. Thank you for listening. We appreciate y'all. Rich, where can they find us at?
On Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, it's at The Tripod. And if you guys want to email us for any reason, it's thetribecast16@gmail.com.
Yes, we want you guys to get involved. We want you guys to submit some questions. We want you to, you know, if you guys want to be involved in the show, come ahead, come with it. You guys want to say, hey, you know, you guys got some shitty points of views. Yours is better. Come on with it. Let's hear it. Tell it. You know, and just FYI, we got some cameras in today, so we're going to be posted on YouTube.
On YouTube.
We got a YouTube channel. It will be posting some videos on there.
Posting today, huh?
I did put an Instagram video. I was Instagram living, y'all, but so y'all got to see Eric's hair. That's what it's all about.
So we want y'all involved. We want you guys to submit your questions. You know, go on Facebook, whatever, Instagram, post some of your shit on there. What you guys think. All right. That's it, fellas, for my boy Rich.
Hey, thank you guys for listening.
For my boy Eric.
All right, y'all, we out. Talk to y'all again soon.
I'm Dave Love. Dream big, live bigger. Peace.